7 Japan Mobile. Tandy 7J in for Ike. Just got a second here. I guess you got the email from got the email from Dan. Ben rather.
And that looks like we're in good shape.
He's got the same problems. Probably even worse because that's his place down there. He can't use it. But anyway, so it looks like we're set for next year. we'll be that much further ahead. All right, well, I got to go here because Lane's sitting out here, but I just want to make sure you got the, you had seen the email.
Yeah, I did it real quick. Have they relaxed the multi-operator deal yet, or what's the deal with that?
Well, that contest, because it's in July, they never got rid of the multi-operator. So, and they're just saying exercise caution on that sort of stuff. I guess they're assuming that a lot of these restrictions will be over. So anyway, that's not a problem on that one.
So maybe we might want to operate it from over here this year just for the heck of it. Be something to do.
That'd be good. That's, in July, so that'd probably work out pretty good. But no, they're still in a lot. It's allowed on that contest. The contest I've been operating recently, like the Polish RTTY-DX contest and some of these others, they still had restrictions. And you go look at the rules, they eliminated the multi-operator category. A lot of them did that. But, by the time July comes around, I think the other thing is they would still want to have the championships going, because that's part of the world championships, the WTC championships, and I think they're trying to keep that going. So they got a couple of reasons not to put a restriction on multi-station operations.
Yeah, let's kind of have a plan on that, and I got some other thoughts, but I won't keep it. Maybe give me a call or something next day or so or tonight or whatever. Maybe we want to do that and maybe grab even one more person. But I'll talk to you later. I know you got to get going. So have a good one, and we'll catch you again. N4IQ, ND73.
Okay, 73C, N4IQ.